Charlie, thank you so much for coming in this morning.
Thank you for having me.
So I know you've been around music all your life, your mum teaching you how to play guitar, raised on your father's record collection. What are some of your earliest musical memories?
Oh, wow. Earliest musical memories. I mean, I always loved singing as a kid. In our home videos, it's always just me in the corner of the room, like just singing like, actually, you know what? One of my first songs that I learnt was End of the Road by Boyz II Men.
Ah, yes.
There is a video of me singing that. I think I might have been like six.
That is something that
needs to be dug up. So that's my earliest memory.
A little bit more recently, you were touring with Gang of Youths as well on their Say Yes to Life tour. That must have been pretty amazing.
Yeah, I mean, that was so special. That was my first tour being solo. So, you know, it was a big one. But yeah, I've known those boys since they were teenagers and we've kind of grown up with each other. And so just to be on the road with them, it was honestly like a family holiday.
That's so good.
Yeah. And I mean, obviously, I just admire them so much and respect them as artists in their own right. So to watch them play every night, I was like the side of stage, like the proud mum, like just crying.
I love that because you hear so many stories of people touring together and by the end of it, they never want to speak again.
Yeah. Yeah. No, ours is like, I miss you.
And so Snowpine is your debut album. You put it out. It was named after a cabin in Jindabyne where you recorded the album. That's not a very commonplace you hear of recording albums. Paint the picture for us. Tell us about Snowpine.
So it's just this place near Jindabyne called Snowpine Lodge. I've been there before and when I kind of had a bunch of songs, I wanted to record them and my partner kind of recommended this place and he's like, let's just like bring all the gear down and let's make an album there. And it's just honestly it's so beautiful. It's just this little like house on like acres, like fireplace inside. We had a bonfire going outside, high ceilings. I'm trying to paint the picture. And we all like set up around this indoor fire and just recorded. It was just me, my drummer George and Chris.
And so what were you listening to while writing the album as well? What sort of inspirations were you drawing?
I mean, a lot of music that I listen to and what I was listening to at the time, what I always listen to, I mean, is like Johnny Cash and Graham Parsons, Gillian Welch and Dave Rawlings. But there was a record that did, inspire me for the kind of sound I wanted. It was A Deeper Understanding by The War on Drugs. I fell in love with that record. I think it's the most perfect record, one of them. So I kind of wanted to bring my country elements that I always listen to and kind of mix it in with something like that kind of dreamy, kind of indie sound. But also their album kind of has that a little bit of country roots in there too.
And this year for you as well, it's been pretty amazing so far. At risk of asking a massive question, what have some of the highlights of the last 12 months for you been?
I guess the Gang Tour was just beautiful. I mean, to play, the Forum like 8 times was incredible. Like just playing it once is, you know, I've never played there. And so that was just a dream. And also getting to play Laneway Festival. I remember going last year and watching the War on Drugs close a festival and just kind of being like, man, what a cool festival. Would love to play that. So that was a bit of a dream. And my biggest highlight is releasing this record. I've never released an album before and, you know, these songs are so personal to me and it's kind of if I could write a book, this is it in song. So I guess that's my biggest highlight so far.
I think that's a fair call as well. Yeah. It's quite an achievement. And so do you have any sort of goals sketched out for the immediate future or are we just sort of the album's out going with the flow for the next little while?
No, I want to, I've been writing so much. I've already pretty much got 2 more albums worth of songs. So I just want to get back and record again and make a second album. I've got plans to go to Nashville next month, which would be good. I'm going to do some writing there and put down some songs, so that'll be nice. And then I'm touring with Casey Chambers in September, so that'll be good. I don't know, just my goal is to just keep playing and making music.
I think very, very well set out goal.
Yeah, yeah.
Charlie, thank you so much for chatting to us this morning.
My absolute pleasure.
I've seen the signs in a way of mud. Yeah, I guess I'm unlucky. Lucky because this always happens, always. I don't ask the questions cause I know what's true. Yeah, I'm damned if I don't, damned if I do. What's wrong with me? Can anybody tell me? Cause I'm older, I'm tired, no wonder why I'm wired. Keep falling, keep trying, I'm a band that's bound to break. Please let me go, I don't know if I can do this anymore. Cause I don't know if I can take another shot again. Where is my destiny? Where do I get off? Did I get distracted? If I miss my stop, I'm sure I've been here all before. I feel like I'm losing in every race, cause they start to catch up, then they overtake, leave me here. Ooh, leave me here to fall behind. Cause I'm older, I'm tired, no wonder why I keep hurting, keep trying, I'm a band that's bound to break. Please let me go, cause I don't know if I can do this anymore. Please let me know, cause I don't know if I can take another shot again. I'm not strong enough, I'm not strong enough, I'm not strong enough, I'm not strong enough. Please let me go, I don't know if I can do this anymore. Please let me know, cause I don't know if I can take another shot again. Aching.